Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Block Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran, and the Holy Spirit. Right now we're here with the Holy Spirit and the Lord's army. And the title for today is, Do You Need a Massive Impact from Heaven? And if you do, get ready, because I'm ready to give you a banner from heaven. Hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus Christ, before we get into doing anything, saying anything, confessing anything, let's go to the throne of thrones. Let's go to the heavens of heavens. Let's go to where our best friend is, the best Father, and the best Judge, the one that will never let you down. Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. As we know that Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of Father God, as you and I know that we have confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, as we know that with our confession, there's a reward for our confessing our sins. When we confess our sins, not only God forgives, but He also forgets. He rewards us for confessing the Lord as our Lord and Savior. He says in His word that every tongue that confesses the Lord, there's benefits behind that. There's rewards behind that. There's an inheritance behind that. Who Jesus Christ will confess? Those that confess Him. So do not be ashamed of Him, so that He won't be ashamed of you. So we know, Heavenly Father, that there's power with confession. So let us first go to the Word of God. The Word of God says in Proverbs 21, verse 23, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. So what you confess, you will possess. Let's use our mouth this year as an instrument of life and not death, an instrument of blessings and not curses, an instrument of investment and not liabilities. So I want you to know 9 things about confession. When you confess positive things, God's promises, you are energizing your belief and you increase your faith and your belief in yourself and even in the Word of God. Hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus Christ, let's get even deeper now. Want to get deeper? Let's get deeper. Deeper, 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 deeper. So there's 7 ways to level up your mindset. There's 7 biblical ways that you could change the way you're thinking. And we're going to talk about that. There's ways that you could change the way you think by self-talk, by looking in the mirror, by hearing worship-specific music, by going on in different types of settings, they will change your way of talk. They'll change your language, you know, will help you in your mindset. You know, as I was growing up, and I know many of you have heard this, they said, you are who you hang out with. You are who you eat. You know, even what you eat can determine your attitude. If you're eating a whole lot of pork, there's a whole lot of studies that show those that eat a whole lot of pork have anger issues, need to anger management. So we need to learn and apply God's word. We need to go and listen to things that is a benefit for our mind, that is manna from heaven, that will help you in your mindset. You need to surround yourself with people that match the desires of your mindset. You need to hear segments like this, like our previous segment, talk about confessions and promises and how to go to the throne, to where all the decisions are made. You know, in the third heaven, all decisions are made. So why are you wasting your time on here on earth when you go to the straight to the throne where the resources, where the root is, where the power is, where your resources is. So the power of our confession starts with the Word of God. Over and over again, we know that it's the Word of God that will help us with our health, our relationship, our career, and will take you to heights that you never dreamed you could reach. This is the same thing in the world. In the world, they tell you, well, you know what, if you want to be a doctor, you have to study. You have to go years and years to school. But see, in the Word of God, it's simple. With a blink of an eye, God could do a miracle in your life. With a blink of an eye, God could turn the negative into a positive. With your belief and your mindset, you can engross yourself with goals and reach those goals. See, the problem is that many people's mindset is contrary to God's plans for you. So what do you need to know? What is God's plans for you? What is it that God wants for you? What is it that God wants that align with you? First, he wants you to confess his son as your Lord of your life, as your Savior, as the one that paid the penalty for your sins, as the one that has already done everything that you need to be done in your life. Yes. So when we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. So the first thing we need to do is confess him, believe in him, believe that he could cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then, as his word says in James 5:16, it says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. So that's why I come here on Block Talk Radio, to pray for you, to intercede for you, to help you with your mindset. So one of the things that I want to encourage you about your mindset is to have a mindset of success, a mindset of growth. So how does a mindset even manifest itself? It comes from the way you talk to yourself in privacy of your own head. Realizing this will go a long way towards noticing how you speak to yourself and to others around you. It's simple. It's so simple. See, you need to talk to yourself about your goals and your aspirations. You need to fix your mind that you're not going to receive anything negative. You're not going to be around negative people. But if somebody speaks of something negative, let it be for the purpose of prayer, of intercession, of supplication, not just to speak about it. Make a point in your life, a determination in your life right now. From this day forward, you're not going to have no conversations that are negative. That if anyone speaks of anything negative, it will only be to pray, to intercede, to come in agreement, to destroy the negative works. Because there's a lot of power in changing your perspective if you specifically, strategically, only allow positive things to come into your mind. As they say in the world, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And the Word of God says we need to transform our minds into what God wants us to think, in the image of God, in the mindset of God, in the Word of God. So it's so interesting that in order for us to have a great mindset and to be successful, we need to look at the positive things in our goals, in our calling, in our destiny, so that we can remind ourselves as we're going through life, every aspect of our goals. We need to imagine ourselves going on a road trip, and that road trip is our destiny. When you're going on a road trip, you don't get on no other highway, byway. You don't lean on your own understanding. You take the specific steps to reach that destination. And that's the same thing with mindset. You need to eliminate negativity 24/7, 365. You can come up against a lot of negativity, sometimes even through other people within yourself. Understand that other people's negative opinions are not your opinion. As one person told me, everybody got an opinion like everybody got a butt. but he really said an ASS. But for a lot of us, negative chatter can come from within, and these usually manifest as negative words such as I can't, won't, should, coulda, woulda. But that's why when you feel those words are coming, you rebuke it and say, I will, I can, I will. Through the strength of God, through the power of God, through coming in agreement, through meditating on why I need to have my mindset on the specific reasons why I have a goal, why I have a destiny, why I have to fulfill that destiny. You need to create a vision. You need to create pictures of what is it that you actually want to attain. See, envisioning your end goal and feeling your mind is an important trait of successful mindset, of a positive mindset. Allowing yourself to imagine success creates a powerful excitement that shouldn't be underestimated. The Word of God says, without a vision, will my people perish? Again, confession. You want to have an atomic bomb here? Well, read the Word of God. Come in agreement with His plans for you. Continue to come to Blocksville Radio so you can get this medicine, this prescription from heaven. The Word of God says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You don't love death. You love life. Proverbs 28:13 says, he who conceals his transgression will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. Romans 10:10, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So imagine, the first confession, the most important confession, is salvation for eternal life. In 2 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says, for many deceivers have gone out of the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. 1 John 4:3 says, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming, and now is already in the world. Matthew 10:32 says, therefore, everyone who confesses me before me, I will also confess him before my Father in heaven. So there's power in confession. There's power in coming agreement. There's power when we eliminate negativity, when we create a vision, when we look for success in everything we do, when we have a mindset, just focus on our destination, focus on our calling, focus on God's plans and not the plans of the enemy. So the power of positive confession in line with God's will over time and time again change your circumstances, change your living standards, change your health, your wealth, your relationship, your career, and take you to heights you never dreamed of or imagined you could reach. But the same word can be powerful when you think of how much you can accomplish if your mindset will shift. So have a shift today and say, I am going to follow these principles because I know like I know like I know. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I will follow Jesus. I will come in agreement with the plans he has for me. I will stay focused, faithful, and follow up. And every day I will do something to get closer to my destiny, to my calling, to my purpose. Every day I will ask my Father in heaven my friend in heaven, the judge in heaven, to help me in my weakness, to remove all negative people, person, and places, to let me know what I need to do so that he could be more delighted and so that I could come closer to the things that I should be next to and the things that I should let go and let God. Hallelujah. He is faithful. He is worthy to be praised and adored. I love the Lord. Do you love him? Do you love yourself? Read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Read it. Meditate it. Understand without a shadow of a doubt that you can't do nothing without the Lord, but you can do so much with him. He has called us for such a time.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working a miracle. Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be.
Hey! Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about my future. Why? It's gonna be big. Shouting into my promise. Why?
It's going to be real, real big. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Father God, you know everyone that's listening right now. You know all those that are going to listen later on. There's nothing that you don't know, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you know all things before it happened. You know us before we even existed on this earth. You know everything, Lord. You know our weaknesses. You know the desires of our heart. You know those who influence us. You know everyone that comes up against us, Lord. You know everything, Lord. But I ask you right now, Lord, that you do not allow the enemy to go up to heaven and ask to do anything to any of those that listen to you through me on Block Talk Radio, Lord Jesus. Do not give the enemy permission to test them, to trial them, to touch their finances, to touch their health, their family, their neighbors, their city, their state, their nation, their thoughts, their mind. Renew their mind, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said ask and I shall receive, Lord. You said that you have called me for such a time and for such a purpose, Lord. So, Lord, I come in agreement with the desires that align with your word for your children that are listening to you on this show, Lord. It is you that they hear, my Lord. It is not me, Lord. It is your words. It is your promises. You said, Lord, that to share the word, to share the good news, you said to go out into the nations, Lord. So as I go out into the nations, I expect for your will to be done, Lord. I don't expect my will. I expect your will. And your will is so that everyone could enter the gates of heaven and that they could live a life full of joy and peace and prosperity and have no weaknesses, Lord. So, Lord, I come in agreement, Lord, that you help my brothers and sisters, that you help them like you helped Moses turn that rod into a snake, Lord. Let them know, my Lord, that there's power in their hands. There's power in your word. There's power when they activate the word. There's power when we come in agreement together, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that we have come in agreement together today, saying that, Lord, we can't do anything without you, but we could do so much with you. So we call upon every promise that you have given us, and we declare and decree that those promises will be released this year, not next year, this year. We want them this year, Lord. We want to see your face more this year. And we want to see your hand more this year. We want to see your footprints more this year. We want to know without a shadow of a doubt that we can do all things in your name, that we could activate John 14:12 that says, greater miracles we will do because you are sitting in the right hand of Father God. So we believe right now, God, that your son Jesus Christ is sitting right next to you and that he is our advocate, he is our attorney, and that he knows not to allow the enemy to try to do anything to us, and that he has heard our requests and our petitions, and as our attorney, we accept him and expect him to do what he is asked to do. We are asking you, Jesus Christ, as an advocate, to make sure that the enemy does not speak our name, request anything against us, or even our family, our friends, and our loved ones, because, Lord, you said, I say this, Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. You said in Matthew 7:7, that if we knock on the door will be open. So I'm knocking on the door for every listener, every future listener. I'm knocking on the door. I'm coming to the throne of thrones, standing in the throne for them, interceding for them, interceding for my brothers, interceding for my sisters, interceding as you have called me to do. You said that I must pray for my brothers and sisters. You said that every knee will bow down to you. You said that in Romans 14:11. You said, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to me. You didn't say only the Christians, only the believers, only the Catholics, or the Pentecostals. You said every knee. So I'm going to believe that everybody that you bring to my presence, that I'm going to let them know that you put everybody's name in the book of life. But when they decide not to receive your son, not to accept your son as their Lord and Savior, that's when their name gets blotted out from the book of life. Your word said in Luke 12:8, and I say to you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man will confess him also before the angel of God. Meaning that if you don't confess Jesus before men, and if you don't confess Jesus, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will not confess you before the angel of God. Matthew 10:32 says, therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. So again, we have that same promise. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 and 5, it says, to the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has seven spirits of God and seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember, what you have received and heard, and keep it, and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. Brothers and sisters, none of us know when it's going to be that day that the Lord decides to take us. We never know. We don't know the time, the hour. Don't think that because you know somebody that has cancer, they're going to die before you. I have a brother that has AIDS, HIV, whatever you want to call it. But guess what? We all thought we were going to bury him, but guess who we buried? My two other brothers that did not have AIDS or HIV and my mama. But my mom and my two brothers thought we were going to bury him, but guess what? He's still alive. Could be that he confessed Jesus as Lord? Yes. Could be that he holds on to Jesus? Yes. Could it be that his medicine is Jesus Christ? Yes. Could it be that he serves the Lord in spirit and in truth? I would hope so. Fact of the matter is, no one knows the time or the hour when you're going to leave this earth. 3 or 4 years ago, my sugar went to 900. I was supposed to have a coma, be blind, be dead. But here I am 4 years later, speaking to you, praying for you, confessing for you, setting the gas for you, asking the Lord to change your mindset. There's power in confession. There's power when you align yourself with God's word, God's purpose, God's plans. So change your circumstances by changing the way you think. Think like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. Not to be religious. He wasn't religious. He had a relationship with Father. He was accompanied with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was the one that let him know what to do and not to do. The Holy Ghost was a helper to not lean on his own understanding. Remember, he was in the flesh in this world, but he did not lean in his own understanding. He followed the Spirit. He said what he knew, what? That the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is living. The Spirit is willing. So take a corrective divine mindset tonight and agree that you will believe the Word of God. You will have faith in the Word of God. You will confess the Word of God. You will remove yourself from every person, place, and thing that is negative, because that's how you have a better mindset. So let's agree with God's word. Let's come in agreement with his plans. Let's destroy the works of the enemy by not leaning on our own understanding. Because that's how you destroy the plans that God has for you, by leaning on your own understanding. But know that from today and forevermore, that God has plans for you, and it's big, real big.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
God,
He's working a miracle just for me.
Just